Hi friends, how many of you write a blog? I mean, I know that most of you are doing a blog for this class, but before this, I personally have never written one. I created one because my brother and his friends convinced me how lame I was for not having one. This was almost 4 years back. My brother and his friends write their blogs quite frequently, but mine is still empty. I still prefer the old school write a journal philosophy. I actually had a chance of creating one for this class, but I chose podcasting. In the end, it turns out that with this script that I create for my every podcast, I could have had both. I think I had blog confused with journal writing. I mean, it is a kind of journal writing, but it is an online chronological collection of personal commentary and links. It does not have to be extremely personal facts about your life. Mind you, I have seen a number of people doing that also. But for me, it is more like a sharing space for my thoughts about particular social issues or some educational concepts or even just cooking recipes and home decor tips. One thing is sure, it is easy to create and use from anywhere with an internet connection. I guess I'm in sync with the research Dr. Bong shared in the class. Women tend to be more interested in the social aspects of blogging, while men tend to be more interested in information and opinion. Privacy becomes a major issue for women. There is a definite theoretical rationale behind blogging. It links to the research on metacognition and allows social construction of knowledge where one can reflect, negotiate ideas, and respond to the ideas of others. Of course, there are pros and cons for blogging. I mean, come on. It is quick, flexible, and can help determine student thinking. On the other hand, it takes time. It is not confidential, and there can be a lot to read. One way you can reduce the reading load is by creating a video blog or vlog. It is a weblog that uses video and audio as its primary media source rather than using text. How does one use blog or vlog in educational settings? Well, in many ways actually. Instructors can use them to keep students up to date as a means to blend their course, to foster student reflection on course content. Students, on the other hand, can use blogs to post article reflections, create a dialogue, draft ideas for projects, collaborate across institutions or cultures. Oh, there can be so many ways. And all this is possible in today's world with number of different blogging tools like Blogger, WordPress, Zanga, Tumblr, Supio. Nowadays, you also see something called as microblogging. These are short 140 or less character text messages. Twitter is the most widely used microblogging tool. Just like every new strategy or technique, one would need to follow some guidelines. Create scaffold for any blogging collaboration. Include instructions and procedures to avoid offensive and inappropriate content. Make sure students receive feedback on their blog posts. Consider having students subscribe to the blog feeds of others. Allow students to select the blog tool that they will use. Post sample blogs. Post testimonials from students. Praise exemplary bloggers. Set minimum or maximum blog posting guidelines if necessary. The article that I read this week had some interesting statistics to share about bloggers. I was really amused to see that even though bloggers are major consumers of political news and preferred sources without particular political viewpoint, the most popular topic among bloggers is their life and experiences. Now on to some of the interesting tidbits. As mobile technology is more and more available on several electronically advanced devices such as iPads and smartphones, in addition to the laptops, more and more efforts are being made to make learning and education a better and enjoyable experience. Blogging is one such way that allows a student to narrate, curate, and share, and thus has a potential to act as a catalyst in the entire learning process. Over the years, in traditional classroom environment, if a student wants to start a discussion, he or she needs to speak up. But in the current age of ever-growing and ever-captivating social networking world, this may soon change. Slowly, many school and college teachers are using Twitter-like microblogging platforms where students can interact and discuss rather than actually speaking in person. Many students think this is a welcome addition to the arsenal of learning tools because many have difficulty speaking up in the class. From the teacher's perspective, while the response is somewhat sluggish, it is catching popularity. Some faculty members see such virtual classroom discussions as a way to make students speak up and avoid intimidation. The original notion of internet as a place or resource to read, retrieve, and access information has changed substantially with the introduction of weblogs and RSS feed. Two new technologies enabled the users of internet to express their views, share their comments by writing weblogs in addition to their usual learning and reading activities. Slowly, the education field is catching up with the ever-growing popularity of blogging. Many teachers and educators are using these platforms to enhance their teaching experience by including activities such as sharing their teaching tools, starting discussion forums, and by even posting new updates about the school. All this is very digital and keeping up with the changing face of the education. However, I just have a lingering feeling. Will there be a time when everybody would rather prefer communicating via some kind of techno device rather than face to face? Well, signing off now. See you all next week with treasures from the open world.